Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 467. Visible translated text is as follows. A signal's from upstairs. I was obliged to have seen them if he had watched the door. I sat mainly in the front of the building, so to see that nobody came in the building. I do not recall any Saturday afternoon that Frank and Schiff missed, except when Schiff was off on his vacation. I have never seen any of them bring any women in there or take any out. I have never been sick or missed a single Saturday since last year. I would leave about 4:30 Saturday afternoon. I have never seen Dalton in the factory at all. I wouldn't have let a fellow like that in the building unless I knew what his business was. There was nobody practicing any immoralities in the building. If they did, I would know it. I would have put them out quickly. Daisy Hopkins quit sometime in May or June last spring. She has never been there since she quit. Mr. Darley left the factory between 9 and 10 o'clock on April 26th. He was not there after 11 o'clock at all. If he was, he was there after 11:45, the time I left there. I have never seen the front doors locked on Saturday. I was at the factory until noon on Thanksgiving Day. I saw no girls with white shoes and stockings on that day. I never saw Jim Conley that day. I never saw any woman at the factory that day. I sure would have seen Conley if he had been watching the door that day. I have seen Mr. Frank at the Facto Rye every Saturday afternoon after he comes back from lunch. I would pass in and out of his office 3 and 4 times in the afternoon. I have never seen a glass of beer as long as I have been there. I have never seen any women up there. He would be working on his books. Mr. Schiff would be helping him. The stenographer and shipping clerk would sometimes be up there. P.O. Play would be liable to drop in there on business, and I would send them up to Mr. Frank's office. I always kept the door on Saturdays locked if ever telephony or anybody else. I have let Mrs. Frank in and would tell her to go up in the office and have a seat.